This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed-sponsored jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Allen steps up. Look out. Down he goes again. Daniil Hunter.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Allen picked off by Block.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's over. The Texans are going to do it.
Earlier on the show, actor Jake Lacy, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air on this Friday. The actor Jake Lacy, great conversation, fun chat with him in hour 1. Tom Pelissero with all sorts of information for us in hour number 2. If you missed it, there's our podcast all 3 hours. Please go and give us a subscription on that. Why not? Same thing for Overreaction Monday. Same thing for No Contest Wrestling, the Jim Jackson Show, all the offerings from our podcast world. Coming soon on that front is a podcast I will be hosting called This Was SportsCenter. I will be chit-chatting with my colleagues from the 90s and the aughts from back in the day and just going down one big helping spoonful of memory lane, and that's coming next year.
Let's go.
We're going to start recording it very soon, so that's happening in our world.
Bringing back sweet memories.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, and have some fun on that front. There's also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. For anything that you may have missed, we're here on Disney Plus every day, 12 to 3 Eastern Time. Same thing with the ESPN app and also ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Hello, SiriusXM listeners, Channel 80. For that, Mike Tomlin has spoken about the latest. He said earlier this week, latest on Aaron Rodgers, earlier this week he was like, yep, it's a fracture. Yep, he doesn't need surgery. And yes, he wants to play this week. Yep. He has vocalized that. and he pegged Friday as an important day to see how Rodgers looks whenever he does get on a practice field, whatever he does put on his hand to protect the small, slight fracture in the wrist that he suffered in the win against the Bengals. Tom Pelissero in hour 2 said he was not ever officially ruled out of that game because he was in the training room with the medical staff,
crazy.
Apparently having a back and forth about him wanting to go back in.
Wow.
This is what Mike Tomlin said last hour.
You know, I thought I saw a solid effort, but it's Friday, and so we still got some time. He was listed as a partial participant and given a questionable designation, and we'll see what the weekend leads us.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What?
Solid effort.
You know how I feel about it. And he just, roll that back. You tell me, roll that back. You tell me that solid is not a word that he chose on purpose, knowing it's not the ultimate that you can give to somebody's performance, which is exactly why I don't like the word solid. Hit it. You tell me.
You know, I thought I saw a solid effort, but it's Friday, and so we still got some time. He was listed as a partial participant and given a questionable designation, and we'll see what a weekend leads us.
He was higher register. He's nodding his head. You know, you could tell he was
not
giving the head
sign.
Nod of like saying that it could be better.
Not a good sign, yeah.
Like he would want to see better from his starting quarterback that for a division leading team walking into a very tight spot in week 12.
That might be the first time I see your point.
Yes.
Thank
you.
That one I got.
Wow.
Could have been better.
Right?
It was just solid.
Right?
Good point.
That's why don't say to me, hey, Rich, solid show. Hey, Rich, you're a solid host. Hey, Rich, you know, that opinion you had was solid.
Speaking of YPs, that's you problem.
I understand that, but I think I'm also pointing out why it should be a YP for you.
Nah. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
We don't.
Exactly. We don't have to reinvent language. Solid. That's cool.
Well, you know, they do have Mason Rudolph going in there.
Might be better.
Mason Rudolph, 100%.
Can you just went higher right there.
No. Hold on. Okay. Let me rephrase that.
I heard a glass break in the back. You would slide.
Let me start again. Mason Rudolph can 100% do what Davis Mills is doing, what Mac Jones did. I've seen it. 100% he can go into Chicago and win this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let Rodgers rest up. And it's 100%, I think, 100% what would be happening this week if it was at Miami,
right,
at Cleveland. This is at Chicago, though, okay? This is important for Aaron Rodgers to give this a whirl, because he's not going to get a chance to suit up in an NFL uniform and go into Soldier Field with a division leader in an important game again.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have any effect on the Steelers. Like, they shouldn't even care about that. It should be.
That is correct. Although they do want to make the guy who is their quarterback for this year, if not maybe next, happy. And that has always been what the Jets would try to do for 2 years, and what the Steelers are doing, and what anybody who does have Rodgers under center or in shotgun for the rest of his career, however long, in the Hall of Fame, that's what you do. That's it. Which is why I'm surprised that 4204 Rich is the number to dial. It's a Friday, so it's time to hit What's More Likely. Ooh. Go for it.
What? What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
Christopher.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. What's up, Chris?
How's it going? Good to see you guys.
Hey,
what's
good
up,
to see you.
Talking about backup quarterbacks, we've talked a lot about them this year. More likely backup quarterback to be starting somewhere else in 2026. Mac Jones or Davis Mills?
Oh, I'll go Mac Jones. Yeah. And I just don't know what Davis Mills' contract status is. But, I mean, when you just look at him,
on a one-year deal,
certainly compared to Mac Jones, Davis definitely has a neck up on the competition.
Hey now,
look at that headshot!
You got that Martin Hanks.
Damn,
a team would have to trade for both of these guys. They're both under contract through 2026.
You wouldn't need a neck brace. You could put an actual tire on that.
Come on,
I'm sorry.
He went to Stanford.
He's probably got horseshoes.
What does that mean? What does that mean about anything?
He's got a big brain, and it's got to hold it up.
Oh, you know what I mean? I see. Okay.
I think that would make the neck shorter.
Yeah.
Bring it down a bit.
You got to throw in a comp pick for the
only
neck?
Only the most important facts
learned
on the Rich Eisen Show. We're very proud of the information we dispense.
Yeah,
I know.
And the manner in which we dispense it. If I'm either of these teams, I'm not letting these guys go. They've proven their worth. Yeah. Honestly, who's more valuable than a backup that can keep things afloat and then egolessly hand them back to the guy?
That's a good point.
Yeah, man.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Cooper Rush used to be that guy for you.
Yeah.
What else, Chris?
Let's assume that Joe Burrow plays. Can we do that? Can we just assume for a second?
Sure.
More likely superstar quarterback to complete the longest pass on Sunday, Joe Burrow or Drake May?
Oh. I'll go Burrow. He's home. He's back. He's got T. Higgins. Doesn't have Jamar. But I'll go. I'll do it. Oh, wait a minute. Who's the team that Drake May's playing against, the defense?
He's playing against the Bengals.
Oh, I'll take Drake May. Yeah. Do you like the bit I just did?
Deep balls are like handoffs.
Do you like the bit I just did? And plus, if we're going to review this work on Monday and your first item up for bids is something we can't review till the Monday of, say, March 2026 of the new league year, I will go with a guy that will definitely be playing Sunday on this Friday.
Probably a smart move by you.
What else?
You're from New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. More likely New York team to pull off the upset this weekend, Jets or Giants?
I'll go Giants. I trust Jameis a little with the weaponry he has than Tyrod Taylor with the weaponry the Jets have. Although Tyrod Taylor did go into Tampa, although Garrett Wilson was healthy, and gave a massive scare to the Buccaneers thanks to a pick six that led to an Aaron Glenn Earth, Wind, and Fire meme celebrating that touchdown. And Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback of that day. But I'll go the Giants. I think the Ravens, as you know, are not losing. They will have an 8-game win streak when they see the Patriots welcome the Patriots in week 16, sir. You know that's the way I've been talking.
A trap game, I don't know.
What's a trap game?
Playing the Jets.
Okay. Yeah. What else, Chris?
Can we assume Aaron Rodgers plays on Sunday?
Sure.
Sure. Is it more likely the Bears win another game on the last drive or Rodgers continues his ownership of Chicago?
What do you think, Chris?
I think the Bears.
I will go with Rodgers continues his ownership of the Bears.
Bears are favored in this game.
What do I care?
I'm just giving you facts. I'm giving you facts.
So what do I care? Some nameless, faceless person who will never have a plaque or a signpost in Las Vegas like Mo Green, its creator? I should be influenced by that? What the hell do they know anyway?
Everything.
Okay. Right?
I'm with you.
Did they see an 8-sack performance by Houston last night?
Nope.
Okay. I'll go Rodgers continues his Bears ownership rather than the Bears pulling out another one again. What else, Chris?
More likely to be the higher number Sunday. You think this out.
Okay.
Combined sacks by Max Crosby and Myles Garrett.
Got it.
Or total scoring plays by Cleveland and the Raiders.
Oh, I'll go sacks. So it'll be field goals, any snap that changes the scoreboard.
Correct. Field goals, touchdowns, safeties.
Hold on a minute. So let's just, in last night's game.
Combined sacks.
In last night's game, for instance, for your theory that you're trying to put here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Last night had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 plays that changed the score.
Yep. For 42 points.
One more scoring play than the Texans had sacks by themselves.
Myles Garrett and Max Crosby against these guys who
I will go Crosby and Myles Garrett. Good one, Chris. I like that one.
Thank you.
Okay. That's a drop from the Raider fan right there.
Raiders.
Just to describe to everyone at home why you heard the poor Jet kid.
All right, a few more. More likely season leader to go for more yards. Jonathan Taylor rushing, Jaxon Smith-Njigba receiving.
I'll go Jonathan Taylor rushing because it's easier for a quarterback to just put it in the belly of somebody. And Jonathan Taylor 100% is going to have more touches than JSN. And the Titans are one of those sneaky teams defensively that upset the apple cart. They don't win, but they certainly make it really tough on you to do it. So I will go Taylor rushing yards than JSN receiving yards. What else? Another one? You got more?
I have a few more, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
this is fun.
Yeah.
I'm having Friday fun.
Yeah. Rubber meat.
Are you having Friday fun, TJ?
Honestly, I have fun every day.
I know that.
Here you go, TJ. So. Team you have the most faith in to make the playoffs?
Cowboys.
Chiefs or Cowboys?
Come on, man.
Oops. Come on, man. I'm done playing games. Let's go.
What?
You can't even play.
Shut up.
They have virtually the same record. They're both not in the playoffs currently. Who do you like to make it?
I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs until the day they are finally, freshly eliminated and sent home. Get out of here. Get out of here. They are far better rostered. They are coached by a legend who is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I don't think
that
matters.
So is the quarterback. Of
course,
which
team is more trending in the right direction?
I'm just saying to you, the team I have. You're going with faith. Which team do I have the most faith in to make the playoffs? The Cowboys or the Chiefs?
Hey, I'm like, hey, watch your watch it.
I did it.
Yeah, that was tone.
On purpose.
Tone.
Watch your tone now.
Onward. Onward.
Wow.
That's so disrespectful.
No, 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 hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What do you think?
I'm asking the question.
How do you answer it?
I mean,
you didn't ask me.
Neither are.
Because I know, because you're blinded.
But you don't know what I'm going to say.
Honestly. Like 2 weeks ago, you were just like, I can't believe this guy is talking to the Wall Street Journal for about $100 million oil deal. And we just lost to Arizona on a Monday night. I don't know what the hell's going on with this team. It is 100% clear that this owner and general manager cares more about his bottom line than the actual trophy in the case. And now you're like,
stand by that.
You're like, watch your tone.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, it's okay for me to say.
Watch your tone.
You know, you ain't family.
I would say Kansas City.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would too, but don't, oh, like, whatever, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You didn't ask me. You just assume.
I'm asking the questions. All right, two more. More likely to be the bigger total on Sunday, Dak TD passes.
That's it. Just stop.
Or Jalen Hurts successful tush-push attempts.
Oh, Quinton Williams ain't having no pushing the tushes.
Hmm. I'll go Hurts successful tush
such a
pushes.
You are such a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater.
I do like the Quinton Williams. That's the big factor there on the
Eagles
tush push.
Are going to find a very reputable DDS in the Metroplex area. Mm-hmm. Ask that dentist for his or her saliva suction machine. Hook it up to Jalen Carter in the pregame warmups and the first snap of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then let him go. And we'll see a different potential result. Oh, I'm taking the Eagles on game day morning Sunday. I'm just telling you that right now, to your face, with respect.
I mean,
Chris.
Last one. when it's all said and done, more likely to be the NFC one seed, Eagles or Rams?
I guess it can't be us.
So the Rams have to be one better. Rams have to be one better. Let me see the Rams schedule here.
Whose house?
Rams house.
Guys, it's rhetorical. You don't have to answer it.
I mean,
I'll be in Rams house Sunday night. If you see me, let's have some beers.
You ain't selling your tickets?
On you?
Amazing.
You say that all the time.
I do, and no one ever takes me up on it. We've been doing this bit for a decade.
Rams are at Carolina, at Arizona.
I go to a lot of games.
I mean, they got winnable games. Philadelphia's got to play Buffalo again. They got to play, who else? They got to play, thank you for the screen. Chicago will win that one at the Chargers. Oh man, look at those last two against the Washington Commanders, man. I'll say that the Eagles, because they can end up the same record as the Rams. That's a problem. They got the tiebreak. How am I got to go with the team with the tiebreak. Good stuff.
I think you're right.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
See, that was a very... Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can do this right. That was a very solid...
You know, the fourth definition of solid is dependable, reliable. So that's a positive.
I don't want to be called dependable or reliable when I'm exceptional. Does that make sense to you? Hey,
okay.
You are a dependable and reliable host. What does that mean? I set my alarm clock properly?
It helps.
Oh, it definitely helps. Yeah. I mean, that's the first order of business on a Sunday.
It helps.
Tell me about it.
Can't do it when you're in bed.
Sue sets her alarm, too, because of that one time I slept through it.
Half of life is showing up.
I'm just saying, I want to be... Do you get an Emmy Award because you're dependable or reliable?
Maybe if we did that, we'd have one.
I think we've shown our resilience and dependability, Christopher, over the last 11 years of our existence. More than anything else, I think we've shown our exceptional abilities as well.
Or all of the above.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get one this year because we're on Disney Plus and ESPN.
Well, there'd be more voters. 90 million
of, 90 million of our new colleagues are the ones who vote.
I think it's it doesn't hurt.
Right?
Chances.
And they might be sitting there go, this is a solid show. And they'll mean nothing but good stuff about it. Like,
You don't get Emmys for solid. Ask Del Tufo. Even his Emmys that he has are no longer solid because they're in pieces.
I'm wondering if he has any. Honestly, I don't know if he has any Emmys. Have we ever seen one?
Oh, that is fighting words, man.
That's the only thing Mike Del Tufo will fist fight you about.
No, there's a few.
Billy's been to the crib. He's seen them.
Yeah.
Don't say that about Mike Del Tufo.
No, he's not here and he's not listening.
By the way, how does he not press charges against his ex-wife? Those wings can kill you, man.
Yeah.
They're sharp. May he rest in peace, Stephen Bochco, who's been here. You know, Susie and I became friends with him and his wife. He told me a story because I interviewed him for his memoirs. He said the first night he won all those Emmys for Hill Street Blues, he was double-fisted because he won like 8 of them or 10. I might even be understating the number of Emmys he had. He said he started bleeding from his leg, and he wondered, you know, why? Because he took the Emmy and he put it down on his leg, He stabbed himself with one of the wings of the Emmy Awards.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are really sharp.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Maybe we should round those tips a little
solid.
Bit.
The Emmys themselves.
Solid.
Quite solid.
They should round those tips a little bit.
But the performances and teamwork that they are commemorating are exceptional. Do you not understand? I don't understand why I have to keep repeating myself.
An Emmy weighs nearly 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find. Is it the human head to go full Jerry Maguire?
Okay. Guys, this time next year, you're going to know because we're getting one.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
I'm still trying to get the dentist reference.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't get that.
What do you mean? You've never been to the dentist?
Have you never been to the dentist?
I have, but.
Okay, good.
Because the guy spit on that.
Oh, that's the guy who spit. That's what I was missing. I was trying to stick with you. I just.
Well, it's better that you know. It's better that you know.
This chair dumbs me down quite a bit, I gotta say.
Stay by your phone. I may need you.
I need it.
I can give you all the ingredients to the hot dog.
You know what I just said about us getting one? I don't think, I think that just knocked us back. That was not solid.
This segment going on the Emmy.
Is it? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're gonna make some predictions on some teams playing on Thanksgiving.
Solid prediction.
This weekend, coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I thought of our next segment in the middle of the night after I was awakened. Anybody here awakened by the thunder and lightning storm here in Los Angeles last night?
I did not.
Shook the house, man. Shook the house. And I don't know about, again, people of my age. When there's a thunder and lightning storm and you can count, all you're going to do is count how long it takes for the thunder to hit after the lightning, right?
And that's how far away it is.
Right. And I learned that from Poltergeist, the movie Poltergeist. And I can't keep from thinking about Poltergeist in the middle of a lightning and thunderstorm.
I think that's probably not healthy.
I keep saying this to myself to get me back to sleep. You got that?
This house is clean.
Struggling.
Play it one more time.
Time out over there, fella.
Hit it again, Jimmy.
This house is clean.
Want to take a time out?
I can't go to sleep because I also want to look outside.
You don't want to do that, man.
To see how bad it is, because if it lights up a part, like a knot on a tree, it's over. I will not go back to sleep.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to Poltergeist and then try to go to sleep.
No.
So at any rate, I'm up in the middle of the night and I think to myself, self, boy, that was a heck of a football game that we saw tonight. The Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills went from in Buffalo with the Bills from the highs of beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the lows of their quarterback being sacked 8 times, and they couldn't follow up on that 7th win to now get an 8th and put the pressure on New England. while Houston, in the span of 5 days, went from under 500 to above 500. And there are, on Sunday, a host of teams that are about to go through two massive games on their schedule in a span of 5 days. And in the case of Philadelphia and the Bears, six. And I figured, you know, while I'm not going back to sleep, let's have a segment on the show, which we're about to do, where we predict the record of the team at the end of this two-game stretch.
Okay.
As we're sitting here on the Friday before it. Because there's six teams playing on Thanksgiving and two teams playing the day after Thanksgiving who are all playing on Sunday, which makes it massive. Massive. And it's a new edition of Crystal Ball. Hit.
You know, I tell you, I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea.
Guess what? We have a crystal ball.
Is that Mike Zimmer?
I think that's how long we've been doing it. It's the first time that we've done it on on Disney Plus and ESPN and ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Maybe we need to update it with the Mike McDaniel version of it, you know? So
me personally, I don't have a crystal ball.
So that may be what we need to do.
I like it.
All right, so we do have a crystal ball. So let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs, currently 5-5.
Okay.
And on Sunday, they're taking on the Colts at home, and then they visit Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. What's their record when they stroll off the field on Thanksgiving night, Chris? What do you think?
5-7.
TJ Jefferson, what's the Chiefs' record going to be? You think they lose both games?
They're going to lose both games.
TJ Jefferson.
Nah, they're going to split. So I'm going to give them 6-6.
6-6.
You know math's not my thing. Yeah, 6-6.
Okay. I say they're going to be 7-5 Thanksgiving night.
Okay. So, Chris, you said what?
I think they beat the Colts.
5-7. I think they're losing both games.
And you think they split. You want to say, you think the Dallas Cowboys really beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving?
If I don't believe Rich, who's going
to
believe?
Good to know.
I believed him.
Okay. So I kind of know what you're going to do. The Cowboys are next. Mm-hmm. They're home against Philadelphia, and then they're home against Kansas City.
Yeah.
A five-game stretch for them. Chris, they're currently 4-5-1. What is their record when they're done with the Chiefs on Thursday night?
6-5-1.
You think they win both of these
Cowboys
games?
Cowboys, win-win. J-Rock.
TJ Jefferson.
It's very rare that me and Brockman are simpatico.
You know what,
6-5-1?
Come on, baby. Let's go.
All right. That's a good sign. I say they're 4-7-1.
Again, the hate is strong.
Wow.
The
hate is not strong. It's not hate. The Cowboys do not, as you know, play better at home than they do on the road. They tied one at home this year. But the last time we saw them at home, they lost to the Arizona Cardinals on a Monday night. Now, they didn't have Quinnen Williams, and they didn't have DeMarvian Overshown on defense, and I think those are difference makers.
Dak plays well against Philly.
He does. But you know who's also playing this time around? Because he's going to have a dentist suction machine attached to him before the game? Jalen Carter.
Yep.
Now you get the joke?
I get it.
Dak is 45-19-1 at home.
Christopher, what do you have for me on the Philadelphia Eagles? Currently 8-2. They're at Dallas and then home for the Bears the day after Thanksgiving. A very crucial six-game stretch for them. What do you got?
All right, so I have them, just to be consistent, I have them losing. They'll go 1-1.
So you have them 9-3.
9-3.
By the way, it's not Thursday, it's Friday. The Friday after Thanksgiving.
I would love it if Chicago could make a run here, but
TJ Jefferson, you have them losing this weekend, so they're 8-3 going into that game against Chicago.
The Bears. Losing both. 8-4.
What a hater.
All right.
Now that's a hater.
Respect is real.
I don't know, man. They're 10-2. They're winning in Dallas, and they're absolutely beating the Bears on front.
I don't know. Absolutely?
Chris, they're absolutely beating. This is one of the best teams in football defensively. They're all over you. They are a defense that is a nightmare.
Well,
you saw
what
happened
win.
Last night.
I mean, convince him.
He's so deep in the Kool-Aid for the first 2 minutes of this
segment. Isn't that what you want?
Segment?
I'm in the gulag right now. Or the gulag.
The Bears are home against the Steelers and then at Philadelphia. They're currently 7-3. What is their record after the Eagles host them on Friday? Christopher, what do you got?
8-4. They beat Pittsburgh. They lose to Philly.
TJ, You've already had the Bears beating Philadelphia. Do they beat Pittsburgh? Do you have them 9-3?
9-3.
And I say they're 8-4. I do think they beat Pittsburgh this weekend, and I think they lose to the Eagles on Friday.
Yeah.
I think they were 8-4. By the way,
that's still great.
So 100%.
Sign for that.
The Bears would have signed for that starting 0-2 and 0-2 in division and conference. The Lions, they're currently 6-4. They have the Giants at home, and then they host the Packers on Thanksgiving Day. Chris, what's their record when they're done with the Packers on Thanksgiving Day?
I'm trying to check the weather because I know that affects Jared Goff a lot. I think they beat the Giants.
They're home, both of them. It's in a dome, Chris.
Oh, they're dead. Dang it.
How's the weather out there?
Very good. Very good handicapping.
Okay.
My God. Jeez. Let me help you on the weather front. They're inside.
Hold on.
What the
All
hell?
Right, they win both.
You're like Puka Nacua, who played in that playoff game in Detroit with the balaclava on because he thought it was outside. Shiesty. Yeah,
they win both. What's that, 8-4?
8-4. TJ?
7-5.
They're 8-4 as well. I'm going to say that. 8-4. The Packers, they have the Vikings at home, and then they're at Detroit. They're currently 6-3-1. What is their record, Chris? Do they beat the Vikings this weekend?
Yes, 7-4-1.
All right, so they're 7-4-1. TJ Jefferson, what is the Packers record when it's all said and done for them this
I got
crucial
them
week?
Winning both. So
there's the 8-3-1.
3-1, yep.
Wow, that would be big for them. I'm going to say they split 7-4-1.
Yeah.
As well. Ravens are currently 5-5. They have the Jets at home and then the Bengals at home. And one would think that's a definite Joe Burrow start on NBC Thanksgiving night. What's their record at the end of the day, Chris, on Thursday? On Thanksgiving
what
night.
What is their record? They're 5-5.
5-5, yeah.
6-6.
TJ?
7-5.
Correct. That's the correct answer. 7-5. They're going to be 9-5 taking on the Patriots, Chris. Get ready for it. Get ready for it.
I don't know about
Bengals
that.
Bengals have the Patriots at home, and they're at the Bengals on Thursday night. What do you got, Chris?
Oh, they're not going to win this week, but...
They're 3-9.
Joe Burrow put up about 800 points against the Bengals last year.
So you've got them 4-8 then, right? Because you have them winning on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, they're gonna split.
TJ,
I got two L's like Cool J.
Yeah, I have them 4-8. I think they lose on Thursday night at Baltimore, but beat the Patriots this weekend.
Okay.
So I got them 3-9, right? Yeah.
I see it. Do you see it right in here?
I don't. I see the reflection
that
of your
looks
logo.
So cool.
This is. I bought one way too large. This is too heavy.
Why do you keep thinking it's a proper
it
size?
Looks great.
Crystal ball.
That's
perfect.
Why I got it. I got
you know
it.
I mean, you can't get a smaller
it's not
one.
Functional.
Yeah,
it's not functional.
You
to
look
move
fugazi.
Around. It was a two-man job to bring it and put it on the desk.
I mean, it really perfect. Wasn't. They made it a two-man job.
Look at this.
It's perfect.
I look into this crystal ball and we just crystal balled it.
I don't think we use the crystal ball enough.
I don't think Joe Burrow's playing on Sunday.
You don't think so, huh? And Flacco can't beat your team then. Understood.
Well, no.
How about this, though? The Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals are the only teams in the NFL to get down to their third quarterback this year. Am I right? Am I missing anything else? No, the Ravens have played three
Ravens
starting quarterbacks. My bad.
Yeah, because Rush started.
Cooper Rush started once.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're two of the three teams, the Browns and the Bengals, and Flacco's...
All North teams.
Flacco's part of the trio. For both Ohio teams in the mix.
You think the Browns regret trading Joe?
No. Because they have a draft. They get an extra draft choice. They got a draft choice for him. They clearly wanted to see what Dylan Gabriel's got. Now we'll see what Shador's got. I just found this an interesting thing. I hope you folks who are taking that in felt the same way. Because at 2 in the morning... It was great, and it was not one of those. It was not one of those Seinfeld moments where I had to write it down and I forgot what I said. You know, I'm like, this will be a good segment. Then we have the prop.
Where all the good ideas come from, middle of the night or in the bathroom.
Yep.
Number two.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shower.
This house is clean.
All right, very good. That just freaks me out. It
I
just freaks me out. Tell me
demons.
I'm not wrong. Anybody else?
I gotta say, I've never seen that movie.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably do yourself a favor and don't.
Craig T. Nelson.
I don't like scary movies to begin with, but
so
the young girl in that is just as
Carol Ann?
Carol Ann. Yeah.
82.
Going to the light. They're talking right through the television. Just like Pluribus.
Right?
844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Phone calls. I see that in the future in my crystal ball next here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, it's me.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Progressive Insurance is what helps present our ESPN radio broadcast. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. Nick in South Carolina has been holding on for 2 hours. Thanks Nick. For doing that, Nick. What's up, sir? Oh, boy. Oh, 2 hours.
Oh,
Nick,
no.
You there?
Oh, no. Nick.
Maybe fell asleep.
Oh, boy.
Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
Nasty Nick.
Good afternoon, guys. How's everybody doing on a Friday?
What's going on?
What up, man?
Great.
Well, I am here in South Carolina drinking some hot chocolate out of my Rich Eisen Show coffee mug.
That sounds like
RichEisenShop.com, of course.
Hey. Now,
that mug sounds solid. You understand the difference?
What you're talking about,
it's an exceptional mug, but it sounds quite
Rich,
solid.
Why you were passed up for the lead role in the Running Man movie, I have no idea. I mean, there's a logo like right here on the mug. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Boy, Nick.
Glenn Powell hears my footsteps all the time in every way, but he knows it. He knows it.
And so, I'm one of the few Dolphins fans that does not want to see Mike McDaniel get fired. I hope he gets another shot. Let's bring it back one more year.
Why?
I mean, Tua's under a contract for next year. His salary is too fat to trade, you know. So let's run it back, man, and see what we can do. And, and also, Rich, before you talk on that, I do want to mention, that's the first time I'm calling in since you were on SportsCenter. And that was a really touching episode. Your tribute to Stuart Scott was amazing. I was balling my ass out over here, and you are cooler than the other side of the pillow, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much for saying that. Booyah, the 30 for 30, December 10th. It's been dated. Nice. December 10th. Look out for that documentary. Yeah, Thank you for the call, Nick in South Carolina. Appreciate it. Listen, the Miami Dolphins, as we all know, are on a bye this week. They've got the New Orleans Saints at home and the Jets on the road, which would then make their Week 15 visit to Pittsburgh a possibility to get back to 500. And then they've got the Cincinnati Bengals at home after that, and Tampa Bay and then at New England. And Kurt Warner said it on game day morning that the system that Mike McDaniel runs for Tua, and he is exceptional at running it, just doesn't sometimes translate to cold weather and certainly doesn't translate to consistent winning football enough. So if you're going to pay Tua and you're going to pay the coach, you might as well run it back one more time. And we will see. Maybe at the end of the year, their record will warrant it. Man, it's a long season, as we all know. James in Atlanta, let's take your call. What's up, James?
Jimmy.
Hey, Rich. Hey, guys. TJ's probably not going to like this. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And I want to look back to last week. The pass interference that was called on A.J. Brown, the referees got the right call but the wrong player. You look inside, Goddard is locked up with Branch, and he's the one being held, so the referees missed that. But I want to spin this forward to Sunday afternoon because I'm a little bit nervous here. The outcome of the game, who do you think it affects more as far as losing?
Listen, I'll give you a quick answer on that, James. Few answers. Number one, can confirm TJ didn't like hearing that you're an Eagles fan. That's number one. Number two, I disagree on the penalty. I thought that was a terrible call, and it robbed all of us in an opportunity to watch a big finish, although Eagles fans, remembering the Super Bowl against the Chiefs a couple years ago, would say, right, cry us a river. I get it. I understand that. I will say Dallas, it would leave a mark the most there, because then they've been swept by Philadelphia, and you're 4-6-1, mm-hmm, with the Chiefs coming into your house on Thanksgiving Day. That's for sure. But thank you for the call, James. Call back again. That said, the Eagles losing this game would put the local conversation on Spinal Tap 11, because all the stuff that's happened with A.J. Brown appearing on Janky Rondo's Twitch feed and tweeting out and posting, and Jalen Hurts having to hear an athletic reporter go on a podcast and say he's doing his own thing, different from what they're practicing all week. He's just playing his game, and it's frustrating people. And he won't throw in a tight windows and zone coverage and this, that, the other thing. That's all come off of wins. What would it look like coming off a loss?
Yeah.
And a loss where everybody's not maybe working because it's Thanksgiving week and they have nothing but time to be longtime listeners, first-time callers, and pop off. You know, again, every single word out of A.J. Brown's mouth is being parsed, especially the latest soundbite from him at his locker yesterday when he's asked if the supposition that I imagine is going around in local conversations on radio there, that he's no longer the same player.
You say there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either.
Now, I think it's absurd that people are saying A.J. Brown's taking a shot at Saquon. Saquon's numbers are down. You even predicted it this year, Chris. I'm like, it happens every year after anybody goes for 2,000 yards.
Exactly. It was an easy regression to see coming.
But, I mean, where is he? Is he even on pace for 1,000 yards rushing?
Standby.
1,200? And so, yeah, his numbers are down too. The entire offense's numbers are down. What's not down is the win total. You know, what's not down is a win total. And I don't think he's taking a shot at Saquon. He's basically saying, well, if you think I'm washed, then what's Saquon?
Saquon's at 662.
Yeah, man.
He's on a pace for 1125.
Okay. So he's on that pace. Seriously. So I don't know. I mean, to answer our caller's question, of course, I think it leaves a mark on the team that's currently one game under 500 who could be swept by the team that's looking to go back-to-back in division for the first time since the 2001-04 Eagles did it. That's dire. Like, that's going to be tough to even make the playoffs from that position in the NFC. But if you're looking at it from the media point of view and the conversation point of view and the controversy point of view, you know, maybe the Eagles would be in that position all the way through to their Friday after Thanksgiving game against the Bears. But also, look how they've been able to perform with all this happening this year. Win, win, win. One more win, then two losses, and then four more wins in a row. Two different four-game win streaks. So I think you got a coach in Sirianni and a team that uses this as oxygen. And you got another team that needs to win to get to 500, because if they don't, they're two under 500 with the Chiefs coming to town on Thanksgiving. That wraps up our Friday simulcast. We're back to wrap it up on Disney Plus and the ESPN app in a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.